escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
September 21st. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1974, Mariner 10 made its second close pass by the planet Mercury, altering its trajectory so its third visit would allow it to photograph previously unseen parts of the tiny planet. In 2001, NASA's Deep Space One made its closest pass of Comet Borealy. And today in 2003, the unmanned space probe Galileo ended its mission, setting a collision course for the solar system's largest planet. After 8 years of exploring Jupiter and its largest moons, Galileo was instructed to plunge into Jupiter's atmosphere, ensuring its destruction. NASA wanted to eliminate any possibility that leaving Galileo in orbit might allow it to crash into Europa, which would contaminate any ecosphere that exists in the oceans theorized to exist beneath its icy surface. Author H.G. Wells, writer of War of the Worlds, The Time Machine, The First Men in the Moon, The Invisible Men, and The Shape of Things to Come, was born today in 1866, one of science fiction's founding fathers. In 1874, composer Gustav Holst was born. He went on to create the solar system-spanning orchestral suite, The Planets. Animator Chuck Jones was born in 1912, Jerry Bruckheimer was born in 1945, Stephen King was born in 1947, and born today in 1950, Bill Murray.
Could you come over here and talk to me for a second, please? Could you just come over here for a second, please?
What do we do? I don't know. What do you think? We've got to make contact. One of us should actually try to speak to it.
Good idea. Hello. I'm Peter. Where are you from? Originally. Okay. The usual stuff isn't working.
On this day in 1937, a little book called The Hobbit was first published. In 1979, having been beaten to the punch by Tandy and Apple, Atari got into the computer business by putting the Atari 400 and Atari 800 computers on the market. The Atari 400 had 8K and was meant to be a game machine, while the 800 model's 48K was meant for serious number crunching and better games. In 1982, a clown went underground as the video game Mr. Do landed in arcades. And in 1992, Mark Twain beamed aboard the Enterprise for the premiere of Star Trek The Next Generation's sixth season.
We live in a peaceful federation with most of them. The people you see are here by choice.
So there are privileged few who serve on these ships, living in luxury and wanting for nothing. But what about everybody else? What about the poor? You ignore them.
Poverty was eliminated on Earth a long time ago, and a lot of other things disappeared with it. Hopelessness, despair, cruelty.
Young lady, I come from a time when men achieved power and wealth by standing on the backs of the poor, where prejudice and intolerance are commonplace and power is an end unto itself. And you're telling me that isn't how it is anymore?
That's right.
Maybe. It's worth giving up cigars for, after all.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing prone seeker. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green. We'll be right back.
We love you.